Welcome back. You're listening to Graph Hit 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor. The doctor is in the house today and she is freezing cold. She's wearing mittens and a scarf and sweaters and a big wool jacket. And if my father were here, he would remind me to eat some more meat because winter is coming. On that note, this afternoon, we're going to focus on music that I like to dance to, things that kind of make me pump my blood in my veins, smile, question, and be curious. This next song, or first song rather, is by Fred Eagle Smith. He is a musician that dates back to the 1980s. He's a musician that my parents really, really love. They've seen him live in concert quite a few times. He is a storyteller when he sings his songs. And he lets his music kind of fool you into unpredictable outcomes. This next song is Big Hair from his album, Ralph's Last Show from 2001.
Well, there's something about my baby, I'm not really sure, but it makes other people stop and look at her. It's not the way she walks, it's not the clothes she wears. My baby's got big hair. She says it's her religion. When I asked her what that was, says the higher the hair, the closer to God. Well, I guess there'll always be some things we ain't gonna share. My baby's got big hair. The other day she's running up on Miller Ridge. She didn't check the sign. She got stuck beneath the bridge. It took the cops an hour to get her out of there. My baby's got big hair.
Now, I don't have big hair. And one lyric that I think is particularly funny of that song is, the higher the hair, the closer to God. When I was young, there was this book that I would read in the library at the school, and it was Ramona the Twist or Ramona something. And there is a scene in one of her books where there was a girl in front of her who had ringlety hair, and all she wanted to do was pull and hear that boing-ang-ang, boing-ang-ang song, like that sound. It doesn't exist when you pull someone's hair who has ringlets, but I always imagined having curly hair, to have this like fluffy curly hair. Now, my hair is wavy and I have this kind of like country girl next door look to me. If you see me walking in Compiègne every once in a while, you'll see this not very French looking woman with a blue cowboy hat on. I often wear my blue cowboy hat. So if you ever see me, you say hi. Hello, doctor. I listen to you on the radio. But that said, my look is very particular. It is really country girl kind of look. I have long hair and I wear a lot of jeans and all that stuff. But I never really had that curly hair. And I always begged my hairdressers to give me these ringlet curls. They always said no. To have this dream, to have big fuzzy hair. Now, when I was growing up in my later teens, in the early 90s, big hair was a big deal. People were teasing their hair, and even the men in the rock bands had really big hair. That's probably started in the 70s. So there was a specific look at that time. But on another note, for a different look, let's take a gander or a reflection about the punk look, or the androgynous look, or, you know, these more Barbie dollish fake looks that are today. As the times change, fashioned us to. And one person that I'd like to introduce, I've introduced her before, her name is Peaches, and she is a really interesting woman. She is, I don't know, I call her like a powerhouse in terms of the content she uses in her music, the way she looks at and imagines and manifests the instrumental part of her music. She is currently living in Berlin, and she just did a tour of Europe. This is Peaches and her song Serpentine from her 2009 album, I Feel Cream. That was great. Now, this next woman I'd like to present to you is Aim Hill. She is originally from Canada. She's currently living in Los Angeles, California. And her dream for her whole life was to live in the sun because she lived in the Great North where there was 8 months a year of winter. Now, I've lived in the Great North before, or the far, far north, up in Banks Island in a town called Sax Harbor. And it is a very tiny little town with 100 people living in it, and that included people from the south. So there was about 90 to 100 individuals that were indigenous, and there might have been 5 to 10 at any time that were people that were imported from the south to do administrative work and so on. And It was cold. I remember the first time I ever left the house and I felt like my legs and my tibias were made of glass. And if anyone would have come to just tap them, they would have shattered. Freezing cold. And when it was winter, there was no sun at all. When the sun started coming up, though, it came up with a vengeance. We gained 36 minutes a day on both ends. And it went from black to sunny all the time. I remember one time I had this photo taken of me standing on a skidoo, and it was 3 a.m. in the morning and the sun still hadn't set. It was lovely. So there are advantages and disadvantages to living in every environment, but I completely get that not having the vitamin D, not having sun, and not enjoying the wind because it's windy. That said, Peaches, in her song, if you were listening, there is this very simple kind of beat. And this is one of the things that I really like about this next song, Stupid Girl by I.M. Hill, is the beat is purely simple.
Call me crazy when I'm mad at the world.
I'm just a stupid girl.
Kind of memory from a dream that I made, when I saw your reflection in a window by me, and it scared me to death, cause you didn't have a face, and the ground turned to mud, and I stuck in one place, and I'm trying to scream, but it stays in my face, and then time starts to freeze, because it's folded in space, I'm alone in the street, and you're running at me, so I'm bracing myself, and you won't see it coming, cause I'm easy on the eyes, hard on the stomach, easy on the eyes, hard on the stomach, I'm easy on the eyes, but I'm hard on the stomach, I'm easy on the eyes, hard on the stomach. But you still don't let go, and you can't look away, cause I'm easy on the eyes.
I find music like that really fascinating. Some people really like jazz and they can get into the groove when they listen to jazz and they can go into these different alternative states where techno, electro kind of really vibey music gets me into a mood. And not a bad mood. It's a mood where I feel relaxed. I feel like I'm floating on water and just letting the water guide me through wherever I need to go, or wherever it needs to go, and I follow along blindly. Another musician, a Canadian musician, Grimes, has a similar kind of style. She debuted in 2009. She's quite young, and she's very talented. Her style is unique because it's the Guardian, for example, summarized her music style as sounding like everything you've ever heard of, all at once. Visually speaking, too, when you look at her music videos, it's very similar. There's a lot of things going on. It's like being at a football game and not having blinders on. That's what I feel like when I'm in a football game. There's so much to see, you can't watch the game. And it's the same with this kind of musical talent. There's so much to listen to. There's so much to see. You're so hyper-stimulated. It's like you've hit the jackpot. This is Grimes' song, Oblivion. That was Grimes and her song Oblivion. You are listening to Graph Hit 94.9 FM, English only with the doctor. Now, this next song that I'd like to introduce is by Matrix. Now, Matrix started in the late 1990s, and they are originally from Toronto, Ontario. Emily Haynes is the lead singer of the band Matrix, and she's had her own solo career as well as continuing with the band Matrix. And I find her music very interesting because I really love her voice. I think it's soothing. If you've watched like Zombieland or the movie the Twilight Saga, you will see her music. You'll hear her music. You even see her in a couple of cameos. This is Gold Gunned Girls from Matrix, the album Fantasies from 2009. You are listening to Graphit 94.9 FM, and English only with a doctor. This next group is called the Acorn. Now, I like that name. I like nuts, apparently. They were founded in 2003, and they are from Ottawa, Ontario, and they started their career doing the bar kind of music, small venue scene in the province of Ontario and the province of Quebec. This next song is called Hold Your Breath from their album Glory Hope Mountain. But what I wanted to tell you guys is that to write their 2009 album called No Ghosts, the band spent a summer locked in a cabin in Quebec. Anyway, on that note, here is the song, Hold Your Breath.
There's a river that parts the valley of this town. Following the road up to your father's farm, your rosy lungs were empty on the day that you were born, and no one thought you'd make it past the morning. Oh. 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 Your brother said your mother was a firefly you buried in the earth. Firelight warms the tender bits of skin beneath your shirt. The climbing constellations move in semitones and sit behind the county line in a melody of gravitation. Calling on the colors of
The lead singer of that band, his name is Rolf Klausner, and I love his voice. I find it really authentic when he sings, almost the same authenticity I feel when I listen to bands like Coco Rosie and their epic bathroom recordings. The New Pornographers and their song Dance Hall Domain is the next song on the list, and this song is from their 2014 album Brill Bruisers. Let's have a look. Now, like I said, the New Pornographers are part of the indie rock scene, and one of the things that I really like about indie rock is that you can kind of hear a little bit of everything, that it's not pigeonholed into one specific genre of music. In fact, you can hear an orchestra of musical eras, like the now mixed with the old, mixed with what will be. As we continue through this indie music rock scene, specifically in the Canadian context, the next band I'm going to introduce is called Yukon Blonde, and this is their song, Saturday Night.
Клоун! Обратно на место! We'll be right back.
Welcome back. You are listening to Graph Hit 94.9 FM in English Only with a Doctor. That last song was from Yukon Blonde, and their song was Saturday Night from their 2015 album On Blonde. They're originally from Kelowna, BC. I have a tough time saying that word. And they are based in Vancouver. They debuted in 2009, and what I think is really interesting about them, over the last decade or so, they've been characterized in many different ways, in many different styles. But one word that I think is, I'd say the archetype for this particular band, is that they are multidimensional. As with each new album, we're privileged with a new layer of what is music to them. On that note, I'm going to introduce now Wintermitts, and they recently retired, unfortunately, but let's take a look. Let's take a listen to this song.
Snap, snap.
Now, they recently announced on Facebook and Twitter that they've decided after 10 years they were going to part ways and retire. But on a more historical note, what I like about this particular band is that they are a bilingual band, and that they would combine brass and accordion with more traditional music sounds with an upbeaty kind of tempo. It's sad to see you go. Hopefully you'll come back pretty soon. The next song that I'd like to introduce is Wear 'Em Out by the Mohawk Lodge. That was Mohawk Lodge and their song, Wear 'Em Out. I like that song. That comes from their 2007 album, Wildfire. And that music makes me feel like home. I grew up half of my young life in a small city. And then the other half of my young life in the country. And I remember thinking and reflecting when I would look up in the clouds as I was sitting on the hay for my horse or just hanging out in the fields or even gardening in the big garden or mowing the lawn. Mother, I used to mow the lawn a lot. And thinking about how, you know, how cozy that felt. Life gets a little bit more complicated when you're an adult and things get different and you have responsibilities. But those were good times. Summer, winter, fall, it wouldn't matter. Whether we were on a skidoo on New Year's Eve and having a humongous bonfire that all of the surrounding towns could see from our house, or if we were just shooting the shit on a canoe. What I think is really interesting about this band, though, is that they have a very particular sound, and in their next coming albums, they are promising a more techno and electro vibe. I'm looking forward to hearing that. This next song I'm going to introduce is a song that a band I've already introduced in the set. It's from The Matrix, and it's called Black Sheep.
Thank you.
You are listening to GraphHit 94.9 FM and English Only with a Doctor. As we wind down to the final song and the doctor leaves the house, she bids you a warm, fantastic week, a dry week where you can stay kind, stay generous, and stay you. This next artist is Sam Roberts, and he's fantastic. I love him. I just love him. Part of the reason why I love him is because he kind of hooks into my French-Canadian traditional affection with some of the musical choices he makes in his music. Coming from Quebec himself, he is a rock star, I think, in the Canadian context. And this next song is Shapeshifters. Having been nominated for 15 Juno Awards and having released more than 7 albums since the year 2000, I bid you adieu and I'll see you next week.
You know all the people I know.
Sometimes it hurts.